Blog Talk Radio.
I need some advice.
I got you. It is what it is. Inspiring, motivating, and networking. And that's what it's all about. Open Talk 2. You're chatting with Cindy. Hi, everybody. Good morning. You are chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, I want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, I want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible women that can be successful in their businesses and maintain their businesses. So thank you guys for inspiring me because I have inspired you. So keep the emails coming, keep the emails going, and remember, always surround yourself with successful people so you can also have a positive outlook. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You have to figure it out because this is your dream and your reality. This is what this show is all about, inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other in the best possible situation. All right, guys, want to flip the script real quick, changing little things around this morning. Going to give you a dose of reality. Going to have my ear to the street yesterday with my little Scrappy. MJ, are you there? MJ?
I'm here.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good, girlie. I was waiting on Mr. X to give us a call in. Looks like he ain't calling in this morning.
Oh, no. Come on, Mr. X.
I know, Mr. X behind this morning. Girl, okay, come on. Let's just put it on the table before he calls. I'll add him on when he calls. All right, girl. All right. Left. I'm mad. Little Scrappy had Shay giving her a massage last night. I didn't know what was going on. What was going on with that?
You're mad for the wrong reasons.
I know, but still, don't take him back, Erica. Don't
that.
Take him back.
No,
Erica's not
going to
take him back after this. I guarantee you that. Erica not taking him back.
She don't need to. She's too bad. She's too good for that. No.
I'm kind of mad at him this time. I don't know.
Mm-mm,
what you think
no,
about?
No.
What you think about, what's her name, Khadijah? What's her name with the husband was tripping on the... Tripping with
Rashida,
the photo shoot.
Rashida, Lord Jesus.
Rashida. I gave her a new name. Girl,
sure did.
What was up with
oh,
that?
Oh, you know what? I want to punch that dude in the throat last night.
Girl, he say he want DNA. He want to check that out. I'm
he,
like.
Because he know he doing his own thing. That is,
I know.
It's guilty conscience. And for him to say she threw that baby on him, come on now. When you do, it's always a possibility. Are you serious?
I'm like, oh,
he's
my God.
He's sick of me right now. I better not see him on the street.
Girl, I know, huh? Now, what's up with Baby Bop and Erica hanging out?
I think she just wanted to get to know her because I guess they really don't really know each other.
Going through man problems and they just want to air it out. That's what it is.
Yeah, I guess so. They both want the same thing. Got baby
same
daddies
thing.
They don't can't control.
I know. Can't keep them under control. But I got to wait a minute. I got to go back real quick to Lil Scrappy.
No,
do you think God. You think since Shay is getting tired of fooling with him, you think she gonna just go and leave him alone, or you doubt it?
I doubt it.
That's what I say too. You know, he's just irresistible. I just couldn't shake him off.
No,
either,
that's
so
not the.
I got to say, I got you. I know where she's coming from. I got
that
it.
Ain't the reason why he keeps so relevant. That's the reason.
I love Lil Scrappy. I don't know what it is. He done got
I don't
a whole
either.
Bunch of weight with.
Tell me what, please.
That is my boo. I got to go to Atlanta and find Lil Scrappy. Take him away from all this.
Hey, if you want to deal with Mama D, go for it.
Girl,
that's,
you know
what?
Mama D ain't been on there lately. It ain't been the same without Mama D.
She don't need to be there. She is all up in his business.
Girl, I'm mad at Shay. She's like, Lil Scrappy, I fixed you some fruit. I'm like, fruit? He need a hot meal. You fix him some chicken and some greens and some cornbread and some... I'm coming, Miss Scrappy. I'm coming.
Oh,
I'll make it
okay,
for you.
Okay, can we change gears
okay.
for a minute?
Okay, we can change gears a little bit. I'm sorry. Who else was
let's,
on there? Oh.
Let's talk about Mimi.
Mimi. I forgot about her and her dude.
Yes.
Girl, he say he riding on, she riding on his train.
On his train. Who are you?
On his train.
Who are
I'm
you?
Like, oh, okay. They, you know, she said, well, they riding it together. And I was like, well, yeah, I agree with that. You know, they kind of helping each other out. He's scratching her back. She's scratching his back.
But who is he? Do you know
yeah,
who
I don't
he
know.
Is? I've never seen a dude before.
And K. Michelle, I don't know what's up with her.
She just need to get it together. I mean, she's talented. She just need to get it together.
Yeah, she need to get her man so she got everybody business. I don't know. We got a little listener over there out here.
Yes.
She talking
okay.
about Lil Scrappy. I hear you. All right, everybody. Just wanted to give you guys a dose of reality of my Atlanta. I love hip hop. Oh, we miss Stevie J and Jocelyn.
Oh.
Okay. They broke up, supposedly. What you think? Real quick.
No.
Yeah, that's what I say. But you know what I'm mad about Jocelyn? She gets upset because Stevie J talks to other women. Did you forget how you got him? In a relationship and you got in between them and broke them up, and now you got him.
Now you got
to deal with the wrath behind that. So I'm mad at
her. How you get him is how you lose him.
That's right. And she definitely going to lose him. But who wants that rat mouth? So I'm sorry, Stevie J. Stevie J might be listening. I'm sorry. Well, I know Lil Scrappy listens. So. But anyhow, want to give you guys a dose of reality. Want to just, you know, had to talk about my love and hip-hop to Atlanta. MJ, thank you for calling. I guess Mr. X got tied up doing hair this morning. So,
all right.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, guys. That was a dose of reality. This morning on the show, I have a women's professional football player. She going to give you her signature dog bark. Charlene Sawyer, number 54, are you there?
I'm
my dog bark. Hey, how are you doing this morning?
What's up, my sister?
Thank you for calling in this morning.
Oh, man, I'm just glad to be on your show, man. Just giving a shout-out to the Houston Power.
That's right, Houston Power, number one. Let's talk about the season real quick. The season wrapped up already, right?
Yes, ma'am. It wrapped up this past weekend in Austin. We played the Austin Outlaws.
I heard, and wait, before you go there, I heard you were a beast on the field and almost got chunked out the game. Did we get deja vu from last season when I was fighting on the field?
Yeah, man. You know, I think it's the estrogen level that just is going out the door, man. Them ladies be out there, they talk a lot of smack. It's kind of like the NFL, but we just got to hit a little harder and get a little more media love, get our name out there and let everybody know what's going on with the women's pro football.
That's right, girl. So what's up for next season? You going to play next season or are you hanging up your cleats?
I'm playing next season.
Oh, I think I'm going to be right on the side of you this season, next season.
Yeah. I'll be 41 in August. And I still got the
right.
I'm still going to play.
You still got the and you know I know you got the I know what you all about.
That's right.
All right, girl. Well, all right, Ms. Charlene, thank you for calling in this morning. Before you go, again, give me one more signature dog bark move.
Giving a shout-out to the owner, Kim Jordan. Much love. And Houston, power up, 2014, baby.
All right, girl, number 54, 93 going to be on the side of you next season. See you around, girly. Thanks for calling.
All righty. Thanks, sis.
All righty. All right, guys, I got Mr. X on the line. He waited till after we did our dose of reality. Mr. X, are you there? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
you called late, but I'm going to still get your intake real quick. Let's talk about real fast. Let's talk about my boy, Lil Scrappy and Shay. What you think about that last night?
Baby, I'm mad.
That was a mess. I'm mad because she was just giving him a massage. I didn't like that.
I didn't like that either because you want to sit up here and act like you over him and like, you know, you don't want to be with him. But there you are every single time. Like just
going back to that
know.
Mama, getting him now.
Right? Is he that good? I need to know.
I know.
It's hell, and I feel like Mama D getting some too.
What do you think about Stevie J and Jocelyn?
Nah,
you think that's over?
This is the same situation, you know, they say it's over, but it's never, like with Stevie J, it's never really over. But
no,
I definitely think Stevie J and Jocelyn are a way better fit than Stevie J and Mimi.
You think so?
I really do. You know, they're both kind of like all over the place. And I feel like, I feel like they were missing with Mimi's sanity. But then again, a lot of times, on a couple of episodes, Mimi seemed like she owns something.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
what you think about
like,
Rashida and her husband? What you think about them two? He was wrong for that, wasn't he?
I feel like he was a little insensitive about the situation. But then again, Rashida, I mean, baby, you ain't in no position to be having no more kids. Like, if you're trying to be a rapper and you're trying to get this career on the go, and then you like close to out. They keep saying over 40. I don't think she's over 40, but I think she is pretty close to 40. Having a baby isn't something that you should be worried about. I'm sorry. You should have been here in the bud.
I know, huh? I don't know. That was kind of a mess. I was mad at him when he told her about that DNA thing. I was like, really? Are you serious?
Yeah, that was really trifling.
That was kind of trifling.
That's something you don't necessarily tell your wife when she tells you that she's pregnant.
I know. Well, all right, Mr. X, thank you for calling in and giving me your intake on not Real House, but Love and Hip Hop to Atlanta. And I have to talk about my little Scrappy one more time. And again, thank you for calling in.
No problem. Talk to you
later. All righty. Bye-bye. All right, guys. Sorry, I had to give Mr. X's intake. He missed our first little call with MJ. So, again, guys, again, I had to give you a dose of reality. Had my ear to the street last night. I love my Atlanta people. So you should figure that out, who I really like the most. All right, guys, going to take a quick break, commercial break. And I'll be right back. Last week we talked about some home-based business opportunities, so I'll be right back. All right, guys, I am back. Welcome back. You are chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. Okay, my music is still going. Okay, there it is, guys. I'm back. I'm sorry. Technical difficulties this morning. Sorry, guys. I got a lot of y'all emails this morning for your blast from the past, and I did not do your blast from the past. Had a lot going on last week. Sorry about that. I will hook you up next week. All right. Last week, we kind of talked about some home-based business opportunities. We talked about how to obtain measurable goals. I got a lot of your emails thanking me for the information. Again, ladies, you are very welcome. This is what I do. I like to inspire and motivate you, and I love to network with guys. So, again, today we're going to be discussing some more home-based opportunities. Going to just briefly give you an overview on how to establish your 501c3. And I got some helpful information, scholarship information, if your teenager is graduating this year. So I have some of that. I'll give you that quickly. If you got a pen, go ahead and write it down. For scholarship information, first one that you want to look into is called the Mitch Daniel Early Graduation Scholarship. Again, that's the Mitch Daniel Early Graduation Scholarship. I have www.scholarshipsformoms.net. The next one is Prudential Spirit of Community Awards. I have Frederick and Mary Beckley Scholarships. This is definitely for left-handed students. So if you have a left-handed child, there is a scholarship out there for your child. Again, it's Frederick and Mary Beckley Scholarships for left-handed students. If your child loves music, we have music scholarships. This one is through SBO Magazine, and I have a number, 1-800-964-5750. And the last one, it's Arts Competition Scholarships, and their number is 1-800-970-ARTS. And if I went through these fairly quickly, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I will definitely email that to you. So I'm going to briefly give you an overview of how to start your nonprofit organization, because I've been getting a lot of emails of people want to start their 501c3. Again, you have to know what you're going to do with your 501c3. You have to make it stand out for something in the community. What are you going to actually do with it when you actually get it started? So the very first thing that you should do is determine what type of nonprofit organization you're going to create. That's the very first and foremost thing that you should do. Then after you do that, kind of choose a name for your organization. Again, make it stand for something. Make it meaningful for the community. Then after you find the name that you have chosen, again, you have to formulate your mission and your mission statement for your business. So think about that as well. And a couple of segments ago, we actually talked about your mission statement, how to create that. I would hire an attorney so you can make sure your paperwork is correctly done. And then file the necessary documents that you need. So you're going to actually file an articles of incorporation. You're going to apply for your EIN number. Remember, your EIN number is your employer identification number. Then after that is done, you're going to develop a financial structure. You're going to either hire a CPA or get you a bookkeeper, someone of that nature to organize your paperwork-wise financially. Then you're going to kind of develop a budget, some type of plan of what are you going to actually need to start your business or whatever project you're going to do in the community. So you kind of have to develop a budget. That's why you have to kind of get with a CPA, unless you're really good with numbers. So it's not definitely a must, but it's something that I would want to do. Then you're going to, after you get your EIN number and get your CPA, you're going to apply for your state tax-exempt status as a private foundation. And you're going to send all this information. Let me give you this as well, at the Internal Revenue Service, and their address is P.O. Box 12192, Covington, Kentucky, 41012. And if you're not certain, always, again, consult with your Small Business Administration or go to irs.gov, and they have the actual paperwork, the application, along with the actual steps I just actually gave you. And before you actually send that in, think about your board of directors. Think about who are you going to organize for your corporation after you receive your letter of determination? So you got to get people on your board of directors that is real good with making some type of, not say change in the community, but someone that's going to be on your side of that's going to help you push your product or push your project out in the community. And then after you get that, you should get your permit. This kind of takes y'all like 6 to 8 months. So this is something, this process is not easy and it's not fast. So think about that. Again, I've been getting a lot of emails with that as well. Going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I'm going to give you just a few little community events around the neighborhood. And after that, that'll be the end of the show, guys. I'll be right back. Enjoy your commercial break. Are you ready for some football? Some women playing real football? Check out Houston Power Women Football at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Definitely empowering women 1 yard at a time. Are you looking for a photographer that can capture your perfect image? Well, email Nicholas at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. Let him capture the diva in you. Is your skin too ashy? Or is it just too dry? Typical lotions just not helping out? Well, you better get you some Divine Serum. It's organic skincare treatment. So call Gracie at 1-888-378-3315. It's good for eczema, skin rashes, skin burns, tough skin, wounds, and skin tears. Again, that's Divine Serum. You want to look good for the weekend? You need your hair done? You want to look jazzy, business style, classy? You better call Carl at 832-209-4985. Again, that's Hair by Carl. Let him know you heard this advertisement on the show, and he'll give you $10 off for your next appointment. He'll hook you up. You want to go back to school and get the high school diploma that you've been putting off? Well, I have the perfect program for you. Call Northwest Educational Institute at 1-877-471-5958. Again, that's 877-741-5598. That's Northwest Educational Institute. If you're trying to take your business ideas to the next level, you need more clientele, or you just want to advertise. Advertise here with OpenTalk 2. You can email opentalk2@yahoo.com for advertising information. Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. You are chatting here with Cindy here at OpenTalk 2. Going to give you a few little events that's around the community, business-based wise. The first one is called, it's Building Your Network Seminar. And this one is going to be from 3 p.m. to 4:45 on June 18th. And it's going to be at the Houston Business Journal. Again, this seminar is to show you how to build your network and how to grow your business. So it'll kind of teach you how to identify the key business elements of your business, and again, it'll help you get prospects and grow your business. So this is June the 18th from 3 to 4:45. And the last one that I have, it's going to be July 23rd. I will mention this again. It's July 23rd. It's going to be a Powerful Woman Strategy Forum for Women Business Owners. So this one is for women only. And this one is going to be at the Mass Mutual Greater Houston. It's at 3400 McKinley. And it's going to be from 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. And that's going to be, again, July the 23rd, and it's for women only. And I will re-say this one next week on the show, just so you can get that information as well. Again, if I went through everything too quickly, the scholarship information, anything like that, guys, please email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Remember to follow me on Twitter. Like me at Facebook. I will be here next week. That's going to be next Tuesday at 10 or 10:30. I should do 10 o'clock, guys. It'll be 10 o'clock. And I will have a local upcoming artist. I had him scheduled for this week, but however, he is out of town. He's doing a show, but he will be available next week. Still trying to get a little scrappy on the show, guys. Did hear something from his camp, and so that's a positive thing. So I will get him on the air eventually. I will send a major blowout when I get that. Again, like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Email me at OpenTalk2. You want to advertise your business, take it to the next level. Again, to get some advertising information, email me at OpenTalk2@yahoo.com. See you guys next week. Have a lovely week. Have a blessed weekend. See you guys later. And I'm sorry if guys couldn't give you your blast from the past, but I definitely will have it ready for you guys next week. So enjoy your week.
You can't touch this. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Nothing to do, I'm nothing to give.